This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. 25 more minutes of edumacation forthcoming. And we go back to Todd in Georgia. Todd, ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
The one about the butterfly.
Hey, great. I haven't had anybody try one of mine. I was starting to feel like the Maytag repairman. Here we go, Todd. It's true or false. The butterfly uses its hind feet for tasting. Is that true or false?
I'm just going to stab at it this go around. I think it could be true.
It is 100% true.
I believe that because don't flies, don't they taste with like their front feet?
I think you're thinking feet. Of crickets. And you can,
crickets,
you
maybe.
You can gauge the weather and that sound that they make. I think they're rubbing their hind legs together. Hey, yeah, I don't know much about any of those other things, but the butterfly uses its hind feet.
Way to go, Todd.
Yeah.
Way to go.
And,
just guessing.
You wonder how many of them get athlete's feet in their mouth. That's just disgusting on every butterfly level.
I would say decedent. Something like that.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Decedent. Yep,
God's creations are a wonder. That is for sure.
They really are, because think how clumsy that'd be if a horse did that. Todd, what's your question for us?
What is the one thing that stayed open through the COVID pandemic? 24/7, 7 days a week.
The liquor store did, but I can think of several. The abortion
casinos
did.
Casinos did, I think.
Yeah. So pick which one. I'm going to say the liquor stores. Yeah. When you say casinos,
when they were shutting down airports and ports at for the ships and everything. The southern border still is wide open.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
There's a commentary. Isn't that the truth?
Yep.
God help us. Well, yesterday was the National Day of Prayer. A lot of people were praying for our nation, and that's one concern there. Fentanyl and human trafficking, praying for that the southern border to be closed. Thanks, Todd, for listening to AFR. God bless you, buddy, there in Nashville, Georgia.
Nashville, Georgia. All right, let's go back to Mississippi, and David is on the line. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I just want y'all to know that I appreciate your program, and not only Learning University, but all of your AFR programs. I try to listen as much as I can, so God bless y'all for that.
Well, thank you, David. Appreciate it very much, my friend. Where do you live in the Magnolia State?
Columbia, Mississippi.
Okay. Yeah, South Central, right?
Down just about 30 miles west of Hattiesburg.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Now, in Columbia, do they get you mixed up with Columbus? You ever have any Air Force recruits show up and realize they're in the wrong town?
I've had packages that got shipped to the wrong place, so yes, we do get confused with Columbus sometimes.
David, are you out in the backyard in a hammock or something?
I'm out on the back porch enjoying this beautiful summer weather.
Yeah, I could hear the birds.
You got storms headed your way later, brother. But enjoy the right. But we all do in life, don't we?
Yes, storms coming
storms
our way.
Come and go, right?
Yeah.
All right, David.
That's right.
We are ready for you to ask or answer. Which one
or both?
I'd like to do both.
Okay. Right. Which one do you want to answer?
Well, the previous caller answered my butterfly question, so I want to be like O.J. Simpson. I want to take a stab at the youngest king of two.
David.
Oh, you went there, David.
Wow. Okay, then. Which one's
the
one?
About the king? It's my Bible question. Here's the question. This king of Judah was only 7 years old when he took the throne and reigned in Jerusalem 40 years. Name him.
I think that's Jehoash.
Yeah, Joash, or however Joash. You pronounce it. Yeah, nicely done.
And Joash.
And they found he had them cleaning the rubble of the temple, and they found the book of the law, and he a real revival broke out.
Amen.
Seven years old, but he had a fellow that was mentoring him, and that he and his sons, you know, they said, right. It's time. If the a bad queen was killing everybody off, and he was the only one, the nurse took him, hid him in the temple for six years.
I remember that story.
And then the priest brought him out, said, you know, everybody put bodyguards around him. We're going to put him on the throne, and this wicked...
Bathalia, was that the name?
That's right, that was their name. I get, I knew as a... Thalia or Hillary, I get all those names mixed up. And then, it didn't end well for her, but yeah, young king, but he had this guy, this priest that mentored him, and real revival took place in Judah.
Good.
Nicely done there, buddy. What's your question for us?
Well, you may or may not know this. I want to ask, it's a three-part question. It's a Bible question. Who was Pua in the Bible? What was her partner's name, and what were they recognized for?
They were midwives, and the king said, Pharaoh said, kill the male children when the Israelites give birth. And those two, they said that they feared God. They weren't going to obey the king. Kind of the first evidence of, what do you call that?
Civil disobedience.
And then when the king said, hey, I told you to kill all these males. A loose paraphrase here. They said, well, these Israelite ladies, they're just so lively. They're giving birth before we get there.
Yeah.
Which they, you know, that wasn't true, but they kept them from getting killed. And it says that God rewarded them with families of their own. So I think it's implied that they were not able to have children, but he gave them children. It's a wonderful pro-life story.
Amen.
The two, one starts with an M. I can't pronounce either of those names, but that they were the two midwives.
What did you say Pua's cohort's name was?
I can't remember. I think it starts with an M.
No, it starts with an S. It's Shifra.
Pua. Yeah. And then those of you ladies that are expecting, if you're looking for a baby name, there's two right there to choose from. Nobody else in class will be named that.
Shifra or Pua.
Or Pua.
Yeah. Hey, did we get the answer right?
That's right.
Well, exactly JJ right. did. JJ, hey, that was awesome.
Thank you for reading your Bible. And, boy, great Bible question. Great pro-life question.
What kind of bird is that, David?
Buzzard.
That's no, a buzzard. I ain't never heard of
those musical buzzards.
That's the sweetest sounding buzzard I've ever heard. Wow.
Hey, there's your lyric for your country song. That's the sweetest sounding buzzard I've ever heard,
Mama.
Yes. There's the title for you. There's the title for your book.
All right. Hey, David, thank you so much, brother. That was a great trivia question.
Yeah.
And did he have one for us already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I got to tell you this quick story. I'll get there quick. We had a farm, a small farm, horses, cattle, very isolated. My wife, Melanie, I don't think she minds me telling this. It was
too late.
Springtime, lily white. She said, I'm going to lay out in the backyard on a blanket, try to get some of this, you know, bright white.
A little vitamin C in my
That's right. So she lays out, and she's starting to doze off. She looks up, and buzzards are circling overhead. So she said, that's pretty sad right there. When I look so pale that I look like I've laid out in the backyard and died, and these buzzards are starting to circle. She said, you can't make stuff like that up. So she got up and went inside.
That's
said,
a bad
you can't
dream,
even
man.
Lay out for 20 minutes.
At least she opened her eyes while they were circling.
Yes. Absolutely.
And plopped down and were waddling towards you. That's the stuff of nightmares.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're going to repeat our questions for the last time today.
All right, I still have
15 more minutes of the show left.
Repeat our questions that have
heretofore.
Thank you, JJ. Heretofore gone unanswered.
All right, all probably familiar with the Planet of the Apes movies, mm-hmm. but they're all based on a book. Who's the author? Who wrote the book, Planet of the Apes? Second question, emoticon, those kind of little smiling, laughing faces we use in text messages. Emoticon is a word that's a blend of what two other words? You can probably almost sound that out. I'll give you that hint. And then third question, what U.S. state has used the motto colorful on its car license plates. That's all I've got.
Here's what I've got.
Hold on a second, Judge. Just yes. Real quick. Is there a emoticon between LOL and that's somewhat funny?
That's what now?
That's funny, but it's not LOL.
Yeah, I mean, you just
Which
have a smiling, just a smiling face.
Smiley face?
Rather okay. than a laughing.
Okay.
Why?
Sometimes I read something and I go, well, that's not just burst out laughing, but that's cute.
Yeah,
funny.
Just a smile.
Am I the only one whose eyes are so bad? I can't tell when they're like sticking their tongue out to one side and got a heart in one eye or one eye is closed. Or I can't tell when my wife was sending me an emoji. I don't know what she's trying to
communicate to you.
Yes, I have no idea because unless I had a magnifying
call her up,
glass,
say spit it out. Go ahead and spit it out.
I said, "Here's the deal, honey. When them buzzards quit flying around you, just call me on an old fashioned phone. Tell me what's really on your mind." All right, here's what I've got. First question: what quintet featured Danny, Donnie, Joe, Jonathan, and Jordan? Mm-hmm. What quintet? Talking about music. Feature Danny, Donnie, Joe, Jonathan, and Jordan. I can't believe that one's still available.
I don't know the answer.
That's like a decade
X.
right behind us, or two decades.
That's right.
I know who you're talking about, though.
Well, then the second, I'll add a new one. Second question: which famous entrepreneur is credited for inventing the 40-hour work week? Which famous entrepreneur is credited for inventing the 40-hour work week?
All right, here are my two questions. What is the main ingredient of gummy bears? And number two, there is a word for the fear of having peanut butter stuck to the top of your mouth, the roof of your mouth. There's a word for that, actually. I want to know what that word is. And if you can pronounce it, then we will, I don't know, give you some kind of crown or something.
You know what would be sad? If
you're really impressed with this.
Yeah. If that ever happened.
You're not going to believe this word.
If that ever happened to an elephant, which.
butter?
Yes. They love peanuts, but then with their memory, they'd never forget it. For 80 or 100 years, they would never forget that traumatic experience.
Traumatic. It'd be PDS. What is the word for the fear of having peanut butter stuck to the roof of your mouth? All right, back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to North Carolina. Adam is on the line. Adam, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Adam, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
Okay. Where do you live in North Carolina?
It's sort of in the central part of the state, in a little community called Glendon. Actually, about 10 miles east of your more famous caller, Mr. Todd.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Todd.
From Seagrove.
Seagrove. Yeah, Seagrove, yep. North Carolina. Yep. Okay, Adam, ask, answer, or both?
I'll do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I want to do JJ's question about the quintuplet.
Thank you. What quintet featured Danny, Donnie, Joe, Jonathan, and Jordan?
Well, I'm kind of embarrassed that I know this, but my wife would kill me if I didn't get it right. That would be the New Kids on the Block.
Nicely done.
Block. Right. That was the boy band from the 90s, right?
A couple of times I was going to say, I know you ladies know this, so I'm glad you prefaced it like that because the girls all knew the answer, and a lot of guys knew just because people, younger
than
the three of us.
Two of them were Wahlberg brothers. I don't know if – was there more than that?
I don't know about that, but one of those guys is on Blue Blood. My wife said
Danny?
That's part of New Kids on the Block.
I think Marky Mark was the
– That was his stage name.
Oh.
But it was Mark Wahlberg, the actor.
Oh, he was on New Kids on the Block?
Yeah.
In that? Okay.
Wasn't he?
Or maybe it was Backstreet Boys.
No, it was New Kids on the Block.
All right.
Because I got their album. I got all seven of their albums. You want to come over one night, we'll listen to them. Okay? Hey.
Adam.
Laugh if you want to.
Yeah.
We all have our own.
We got our own guilty pleasures.
New Kids on the Block.
Guilty pleasures.
Okay.
I will tell, let me just tell this little quick story. One time I was putting together just some songs that I liked.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have like oldies, some oldies, but I wanted to include some songs from the 80s and 90s.
Right.
And I was asking my son, there was one of those New Kids on the Block songs that I liked. I couldn't remember it. And I was asking him about it, my son, Tony. And he said, please don't. I said, what? He said, please don't. He said, you're my father. I'm just going to tell you, please do not include one of those boy band songs.
I don't want to remember you this way.
Yes.
I said, well, it was kind of. I hope you're not dead yet.
It's kind of snappy. And he said, don't do it.
Right.
And so anyway.
Yeah. Hey, Adam, what's your question for us?
All right. Well, sticking with the music theme, and I'm also a big Andy Griffith fan, and I also like bluegrass. On a couple of the episodes, there was a family called the Darlings. The four boys that played most of the music for the Darlings was actually a bluegrass band. Do you guys know the name of the bluegrass band they were a part of?
I used to. I used to know this.
Well, I'm going to let Ed stall.
Yeah.
Listen, Adam, I know you're a ways from Kentucky there in the Tar Heel State. Owensboro, Kentucky, the bluegrass national headquarters, the annual, I think, International Bluegrass Festival right there in Owensboro. So you get an opportunity, go over there and check it out.
Okay, so TV shows, I know that Bill Monroe, the famous bluegrass singer,
yes,
probably the most famous.
Yeah.
He appeared, I want to say, on the Clampett, the Beverly Hillbillies.
Okay.
So did like Ernest Tubb and
Flat Scruggs. Yeah. Scruggs. Yeah. So I don't know the answer. Here are you and Brother Bert are our
Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith.
Brother Bert probably remembers it. Adam, I cannot remember. I'm going to kick myself when you tell me because.
With
my hind feet, right after I taste some peanut butter.
Yeah.
Because I always liked when the Darlings were on because I liked that style of music. I liked bluegrass.
Yeah, they were talented. What was the girl's name?
Charlene.
Charlene Darling.
I can't remember. I should have known. I'll kick myself, but go ahead. Put me out of my misery.
All right. Well, two of them were actually brothers, but the name of the actual band was called the Dillards.
Yes,
Dillards. That's right.
And here's why I'm kicking myself. I actually have the Dillards playing the song that one of the songs that Charlene sang that I always thought was "There Is a Time." I think was the song. Such a beautiful song, and I have the song from the Dillards.
And here's the deal.
And I couldn't remember.
Little backstory to that. A lot of people don't
little
know.
Backstreet story.
That's right. Some of you diehard Andy Griffith fans will want to know. Where are they now? Them Dillard boys, after they got out of the music business, they opened up a department store. And they're in malls all across America. It's thriving and really doing well.
Those Dillard boys. All right. Adam,
He already answered the question.
Yep.
Hey,
thanks, buddy. Adam, great question. Great trivia question, and thanks.
The Dillard boys, they were moonshiners around Owensboro, wasn't they, JJ?
Them Dillard boys, they started robbing banks.
That's how NASCAR started, what they say.
Part of the regulators.
All right, we go to Iowa, and Dwayne is on the line. Dwayne, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. You guys are busier than a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
Come on. There's another cat one right there.
That's right.
Yeah, great. Another cat. Great. Right. Right.
Done.
Hey, Dwayne, where do you live in Iowa?
I live in Washington.
We said Iowa.
Is that over there by Nashville?
No.
Washington, Iowa, which is where? Where if I look at the map?
It's south of Iowa City, about 35 miles.
Okay. No, I wasn't talking about Nashville, Tennessee. I was talking about Nashville, Georgia.
Yeah, he knows that.
Okay.
He ignored you.
Okay. So he did get the joke.
Yeah, he got the joke, but he just moved on.
Yeah.
All right, brother, ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
The peanut butter in the roof of your mouth.
Here we go.
There is a word for the fear of having peanut butter stick to the roof of your mouth. What is that word?
Iraqi butterophobia.
Nicely done.
Yes, Dwayne from Iowa.
Nicely done.
That was outstanding, Dwayne. Do you remember that from your childhood?
Well, kind of, but I just had to look it up.
Yeah.
Say that word again.
Iraqi butterophobia.
Yeah,
I think he did a better job the first time.
You may have missed a syllable there, but I wouldn't. It's How would you pronounce that word, Ed?
Arachibutyrophobia.
That's what Dwayne said.
Good job, buddy. Hey, now didn't he win half the studio? Or what's
half
going
studio,
on?
Yeah, we're going to send him half the studio. send it on Amazon. So he'll be there tomorrow.
and if you don't get it, someone stole it off your porch.
This is a real word. It's a fear of having peanut butter stick to the roof of your mouth.
That's right.
And but it says it does not actually involve the fear of peanut butter as an object. It is often rooted in a more generalized phobia of choking or of sticky textures. You know what I have, and I admit this, I have a fear. I just have a phobia about sticky things.
I've
heard you share
you do
that
like
too.
Lotions or
I just can't stand it. Just like
I don't like it. I don't like that either.
Sticky stuff on your. I just gotta.
And women all the time putting stuff on their face.
No.
I go
no. Anyway, Dwayne, what's your question for us?
Back in the day, John Wayne and Rock Hudson made a movie together. It was called The Undefeated.
Yes, it is.
And there was another co-star that was with him that was kind of famous. Who was he?
Ed's going to know because he watches all those
that
musicals.
It was a Civil War movie, right? It was the Union soldiers had some Confederate prisoners, and they had to go down into Mexico for something, right?
No, it was after the Civil War, and Rock Hudson was leading a troop, a Confederate troop, and they were going to Mexico to start their own little village or what have you.
I think you just said that.
I may be mixing some movies up.
I'm gonna say Kirk Douglas.
I'm gonna say Lee Marvin, but I don't think that's right.
Oh, he's in a lot of those movies.
Why don't you go with mine?
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk.
You just got
Douglas. Cover our bets.
Hey, we gotta
all right, go.
Hustle up.
I don't even
Hey,
have
we're
a
almost
guess.
Out of time, Dwayne. Why don't you give us the answer?
Well, the guy I was looking for was Roman Gabriel.
Wow,
Roman
football
Gabriel.
Player.
He just passed away.
Yeah, he played the son, an Indian boy that was adopted by John Wayne.
Okay.
Yeah. Good trivia.
All right. Hey, Dwayne.
Thanks. Stay on the line.
We're going to put you on hold because you did win a stainless steel travel mug.
Get his address.
Well done, sir. So
we got to give our answers.
All right. So who wrote The Planet of the Apes? You guys know? Pierre Boulez. I just like saying that.
Frenchman?
Frenchman. Yeah, you actually were Frenchman. He also wrote the book Bridge Over the River Kwai. They made a movie of that, won an Academy Award.
He also sang like Bridge Over Troubled Waters, I think.
Yes, but it was in a French accent. It didn't sell as much as Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah.
Emoticon. You guys know the blend of what two words?
No.
Mama, don't take my emoticon away. I remember that song. Huh? Am I right?
Emotion and icon.
Oh.
Emotion, icon.
Yes, yes.
And then Colorado has used the motto colorful on its state car license.
That explains a lot. Yeah. Which famous entrepreneur is credited for inventing the 40-hour work week?
Is it Henry Ford?
Henry Ford.
Henry Ford.
That's all I've got.
What is the main ingredient of gummy bears?
Comes from Goodyear rubber.
I was going to say just gelatin.
Gelatin. That's that begs the question, what's gelatin made of?
Horse's hooves.
Horse's hooves. Yeah.
So you're really eating horse's hooves. Am I right?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Basically, yeah.
At least I'm not eating the hind legs of a butterfly.
That's right.
That's forbidden in the Old Testament. Okay. You can do that homework for next week if I'm not right.
As it should be.
Have a great weekend, everybody.